Hey, it's Randy Lee. You're listening to the Flippin' Genius podcast on wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey, we're going to talk today about how to make money flipping cars. And today's show is going to be our first show talking about auctions. And we'll probably have several shows like this. And I plan to have an interview by a couple folks that are directly involved in auctions. And probably have some input from other dealers and other flippers who do business at auctions. My name's Randy Lee, and I am the host of the Flippin' Genius podcast. It's all about flipping cars and making money and not making too many mistakes. You're going to make mistakes, and mistakes really just help you learn, but let's not make many of them, and that's what the podcast is about, all about. When we come back, we're going to talk more about auctions and how to make money at them. Hey, it's Randy Lee. We are back talking about auctions here on Flippin' Genius, the podcast that helps you flip cars and make money. Today, we're talking about one of the best ways to buy cars, and that's at auctions. I buy vehicles a variety of ways, and we'll talk about some other ways down the line, but let's first take a look at the different types of auctions that are available to us. And actually, looking at my notes, I realize I probably left a couple of things out, but I'm going to do that from time to time, and we'll come back and cover some other things. But first off, I want to look at the main ways that you're going to buy vehicles at auction. The first one that you're probably going to run into will be a public auction. I know I live outside of Huntsville, Alabama, and I'm good friends with the folks that own the public auction, and I look forward to hopefully having them on the show sometime and learning more about the other side of the auction, the side where they're doing business, so get some insight there. The public auction is exactly that. It's open to the public. They sell vehicles of a variety of types, everything from inoperable vehicles to new car trade-ins from dealers, and everything in between. The public is welcome. Other dealers will be there. I am a car dealer, by the way. So dealers may be there. The public may be there looking for vehicles to flip or looking for vehicles to drive. Another competitor you may find at the auction that I run into a lot are folks that buy cars to part out, junkyards, basically. And one of the biggest junkyards in our area, salvage yards or whatever you want to call them, is one of my biggest competitors all the time. So the public auction, that's one type auction. We'll go into that in more detail later. The next one is something that's in my appointment book every single week, and that's dealer only auction. Now, obviously, dealer only, that means you've got to be a licensed auto dealer to get in. Now, there's some ways around that, and I'll begrudgingly talk to you about that, but it's really meant to be only open to licensed auto dealers, and we're going to talk about how you get to be a licensed auto dealer and the different types of dealer licenses that are available. It's important that you know, and it may be something that you'll want to shoot for. Maybe you already are a licensed dealer, but dealer-only auctions, again, offer a wide variety of vehicles. Everything, again, from inoperable vehicles, vehicles that actually do not run, vehicles who don't have a key sometimes, repoed vehicles. Vehicles have been repossessed by financing companies and banks and buy here, pay here car lots, all the way to new car trade-ins to specialty vehicles. You'll see at a dealer auction sometimes everything from golf carts to mobile homes, RVs, boats. You never know what you're going to see in any given week, but for the most part, you do. Usually it's going to be the kind of cars that dealers buy to flip. I mean, that's essentially what we're doing, even if we're not flippers. License doesn't say flipper, it says car dealer, but that's really what we do. We try to buy low and sell high and make money in between. As I've said before, it's very similar to the real estate business, except for just on a smaller scale, and I find the margins much better. So that's why we're talking about this. Another form of auction are insurance and salvage auctions, where vehicles have been in an accident or possibly a fire or some other damage, possibly hail, and now the insurance company has bought it from the owner, and they are trying to sell it to get their money out of it. Typically, these have salvage titles, and there are some rules as to how you can reclaim that title, get that vehicle back on the road. Sometimes it's not possible to put it back on the road. And again, that's going to depend on your state. So I'll talk about that a little bit, but I think we're going to want to encourage you to look into that deeper locally, because it'll be different in California than it is in Alabama, and different in Alabama than it is in Wisconsin, and so on. Police and municipal auctions. This is, again, something I don't have a lot of experience with, but I have some friends who have, and we'll talk about that hopefully when we get in front of them. So basically, some of it would be impounded vehicles. Some of it would be the actual municipalities' vehicles, trucks and police cars and things like that. They're pulling out of use and then they're selling, usually to the general public. That can be a good place to get vehicles that you can recondition and resell. And of course, online auctions. eBay is an auction. And when I very first started car flipping, eBay was a big part of what I did. Now, actually, a lot of the auctions that I bought from on eBay were actually from car dealers out of state, and that worked out great. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. eBay can be a real good source. Those are the five that I wanted to touch on right now. There's, of course, real estate auctions and estate auctions and things like that. So there's other opportunities out there. But let's talk about those five and what you need to do as far as having success at an auction. So when we come back, I'm going to start there talking about how you prepare for an auction, how you make sure that you are ready. Because if you go in unprepared, you can come out broke. And that is not what you want to do. So when we get back, let's talk more about that. It's going to be great. I know some things, people. I don't know everything, but what I do know can help you make more money. Schedule a 20-minute one-on-one consultation with me. Just go to www.flippinggenius.com. Click on the button that says schedule a 20-minute consultation with Randy, and then book the time. We'll get together and figure out how I can help you make more money. Hey, it's Randy Lee, back with Flippin' Genius Podcast, the podcast that teach you how to make money flipping used cars. And we're talking about auctions this week. I want to talk to you about being prepared. And I think the first thing that I would recommend is that before you ever go to the auction to buy, that you go to the auction to watch. Now, the beautiful thing is that you could do some of this on the computer now, and I would definitely recommend that. I'd recommend that you Google car auctions and you watch some videos, because there's a lot of smart guys online that will teach you exactly what to do. Not to distract you from our plans here, but that's what I would do if I was starting over. I'd take a look at some YouTube videos and see what people are doing at the auction. But better than that, get out there and do it live. Walk in the place. I know the public auction here in town, they hold the public auction in the Huntsville, Alabama area twice a week, on Tuesday night and on Friday night. It's going to be different wherever you go, obviously. But I would go down there and keep my hands in my pockets. Don't want to buy anything by accident. And just watch what other people are doing. I'd get there early so you could see what they're doing beforehand. Ask questions of people. Don't be afraid to ask. Be afraid to trust, though. Expect people to lie to you. Unfortunately, that's the truth. But if you'll listen to what they say and then watch what you see, you'll probably be able to discern the truth and start to make some allies fairly quickly, because there's some really nice people out there. I've found some of the strangers I've met over the years have truly become friends of mine who have helped me make money, helped me keep from losing money, especially. You know, they've said, "Hey, look out for that. Look out for this," and that's a wonderful thing. So get out there and keep your eyes open. Another thing you're going to have to do is keep your ears open, because auctioneers, wow. I've been doing it long enough now that I can hear auctions going on three lanes at one time and actually discern what the auctioneers are saying. But when I first walked in there, I swear they could have been talking Spanish, or which I don't speak Spanish, or a foreign language of some sort, because I had no idea what was being said. It was so fast. So you've got to train your ears. So I would say a couple weeks of that is very valuable too. Then once you've acclimated yourself to the environment and you've kind of got an idea of how the whole thing's gone down, and maybe get there early and talk to the folks that run the auction, especially in a public auction. I know that they'll do that. The dealer auction, they'll do the same thing. The dealer auction, even more so, that they're going to treat you they'll treat you like a king. They really do. Dealer auctions are awesome. They're wonderful folks, and they... You know, you are their business. They know that you're there to do your business, and the whole thing works out great if everybody wins, and that's what they want to happen. So the next step is doing your homework. You want to make sure that you have prepared before you go. And in this, I suppose everybody's a little different. As you walk in, look around, you'll see some people just look like they're winging it. They're literally winging it. Some people are using their tool in their hand, which these days is their smartphone, and software that they've paid money for to learn about the vehicle that's in front of them and the history of that vehicle. Some of them are going to have little index cards with information written on them that they did after they got there. And then you'll see someone like me every now and then, the guy with the clipboard. I am the rarity, I think, but it's the way I like to do it. It's the way I recommend everybody do it. I do my homework the night before. I do my homework before the auction. And by the time the auctioneer is speaking, I know which vehicles I want and how much I'm willing to pay for them. And that's what I recommend anybody do when they go to auction. You need to know what your top dollar is, and you have to know why. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we come back. You're listening to the Flippin' Genius podcast. Hey, one thing, please subscribe to our podcast. Please share it. Tell your friends. Come back often. We'll keep making material and keep sharing with you. Thanks so much for listening. I know you have your opportunity to listen to anything, to do anything, and I really appreciate you being here listening to the Flippin' Genius podcast. I'm going to try my best to give you the best material all the time and put money in your pocket. Let's all make money together. It's going to be awesome. I'll be right back. Hey, it's Randy Lee. We're back to the Flippin' Genius podcast, and we're talking about something that's near and dear to me, and that is being prepared, doing your homework, and being ready to do battle. This is something that I think is vital, and I want to make sure that you know that I do this myself. I think that it's so important that when you come into that lane, into that auction lane, and get ready to go toe-to-toe with your competitors, that you are ready. And there's a lot of tools you can use. We'll probably hear more about more sophisticated tools from some of the folks that I bring on our show who are more sophisticated than me, both experienced dealers, experienced flippers, and other specialists that are going to use other tools. I still use something that you can download for free, and that's Kelley Blue Book. If you haven't got it yet, you definitely should have it. Kelley Blue Book helps me know what the public is looking at. So I know what they're going to think that they'll want to pay for this vehicle. And that way I know what I want to pay for it. It's fairly simple, but very, very important. And I don't want to do it on the spot. So the night before, I'm going to make a list from the information that I get offline or get directly from the auction owner, depending on the auction I go to. And that list will include probably out of the 400 or 500 vehicles that are being sold that day, I will probably have 30 to 50 of them on my list. The rest of them I rule out because they don't fit my criteria for what I want as an end product. I don't sell $20,000 vehicles. I don't sell boats. I don't sell motorcycles. I don't sell $10,000 vehicles. I sell vehicles for between $1,500 and $4,000. And that is what I am looking for. Something I can buy, fix, and flip and make a good profit. I told you what my numbers were before. That's where I'm looking. So let's get down to it and talk about that homework. Hey, it's Randy Lee. Back to the podcast, Flippin' Genius. Thanks so much for listening. If you haven't yet, please subscribe. Please tell your friends. Please share this. And please come back often. We're going to try to make this as valuable as possible. Right now, we're talking about auctions, and I'm going to go into some detail about one of the most important things I do, and that is doing my homework the day before the auction or the morning of the auction before I get there. I have some very specific tools that I use, and they will be a part of the Flippin' Genius book and the Flippin' Genius workbook. You'll see those later in the program. They'll be available to you, but you can make your own. And these forms that I use, I'll walk me through the vehicles that I'm looking at. It's very important that you're ready. And I'll take a look at a vehicle I mentioned, I think, the other day, a vehicle I'd bought recently. It was a 2005 Honda CR-V. And that vehicle has 208,000 miles on it. Now, I was able to obtain this information the night before a morning auction from the auction's website. And I had pictures of the vehicle. It was already in my list of vehicles ready to look at the next morning. So I knew that the vehicle looked pretty good from the outside. However, I hadn't heard it run yet. But I also knew what Kelley Blue Book said the private party fair price would be, which is what I like to target. The private party fair price for this vehicle was going to be around $2,700, I believe. That meant that once it was running good, looked pretty good, that would be a quick sale price. The good price, or it'd be around $3,300, I think $3,200 right in there. And I like to make, on a vehicle like this, I want to make at least $1,000. So I go back to that fair price and say about $2,500. And that means I want to pay no less than more than $1,500. And then I've got to take my auction fees out of that. So probably a couple $100 there. That takes me down to $1,300. And then I assume I'm going to have to give my mechanic maybe $400. So before I even get to the auction, we're looking at about $900 is the most I want to pay for that vehicle. And then I usually have between 25 and 40 vehicles like that that I'm trying to break down. And I want to know these details about each vehicle. But let's just take a look at this CR-V right now. So I do this the night before. I have all this homework done the night before using that Kelley Blue Book app. So I am ready. And then I get to the auction the next morning as soon as I possibly can, because I want to have some time before they kick the auction off and know what's happening with each vehicle. So let's take a look as I walk out there to the auction and I find this CR-V. First thing, I'm going to use my eyes. I'm going to look at the outside, see if there's any damage to the outside. That particular vehicle had a few scratches on the passenger side back door. Nothing really bad for a 15-year-old vehicle with 208,000 miles. looked pretty good. Tires on the front needed to be replaced. The rear tires were good. The first two things I look at is body. I give a rating of 1 to 5 on my rating. I gave that one, I think, a 2.5, which is typical. The tires, I gave a 1.5 because the back tires were good. Front tires were bad, needed to be replaced. Then I look at the interior. The interior on this one was dirty, but in good shape otherwise. Then I jump in the car and I try to start it up. Sometimes they don't start. This one did. And then if I get there early enough, I take a little drive down the test track, which I did. Car drove out good, except for those front tires. I could tell that was an issue, but the motor and transmission were good. Transmission shifted out good. And this particular auction has a test track that I can drive on, which is awesome. A lot of times they won't. So you just got to start it up, make sure they go in gear, try to do whatever test you can. I get out of the car. I look under the hood. I'm going to check and see if there's anything blatantly wrong with it. First thing I look for in the price range that I'm dealing with are coolant issues. See if the car might have a coolant leak, blown head gasket. Hondas are great. I'm excited about this vehicle. Looks like a good one, but I know I got to buy tires now, and I'm doing my calculations backward. I think I wrote down $800 as my top fee because I thought it also needed a new battery because I had to jump it off to get it to start. So now I'm $800 is the most I'll pay for the vehicle, and I'm armed with that when I walk inside. I know I will not go any higher than that on that vehicle. And that is locked into my head. I don't care what other people do during the auction. I do not care. But now I know that $800 is the top price for this vehicle. Yes, it bugs me sometimes when that same vehicle sells for $1,800. I'll stand there and wonder what the other guys are going to do. But that does not matter because $800 is the number that I need to get that vehicle for. Long story short, in this particular vehicle, I wound up getting it for, I believe, $650. Got the tires put on it by my mechanic, bought them from my mechanic, did an oil change, I found a battery from another vehicle that I had and did a swap there, so that I was able to, it was a brand new battery on a vehicle that I'm selling at an auction. I was able to pull that off, and in the end, have the vehicle for sale right now for $3,250 and have two prospective buyers already in hand. So it's going to be a nice turnaround on that vehicle. So that's a kind of a quick rundown of how I do the homework and how I'm ready for the auction. And we'll talk a little bit more about what you need to look at yourself in just a second. Stick with us. It's the Flippin' Genius Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, it's Randy Lee. This is the Flippin' Genius Podcast. And I want to talk to you a little bit about limitations. Now, I've talked about the limitations that I set based on the type of vehicle that I want to buy and sell. But I want you to consider yourself. Everybody's different. Financially, you may have hundreds of thousands of dollars to invest, or you may have hundreds of dollars to invest. Either way, you can make this happen, but you need to know what those limitations are. We'll talk about those more in depth in another segment, because this is very, very important, whether you're at the auction or you're elsewhere. You got to know what those limitations are. You need to know what your limitations are mechanically. How adept are you at making repairs, and what kind of resources do you have? Now, personally, I change batteries and windshield wipers. Those are my mechanical expertises. I've got a great team of mechanics, though, that work on my cars that I trust 100%. And if I didn't, that would change everything. But that changes things still, because I have to pay them. So it's got to make sense to pay them to do the work. If you can do the work yourself, it opens some new doors. You need to know what your limitations are mechanically. Legally, you need to know what it means to buy a vehicle with a salvage title. You need to know what it means to buy a vehicle with no title. You need to know these things. We're going to talk more about those later. But right now, I want to drop it on you as we're talking about auctions, because these decisions have to be made quickly. So if you don't know what a rebuilt title means and you're standing at the auction, I suggest you just walk away. And walk away is something you're going to hear me say a lot. Walking away is one of the best things you can do when you don't know the answer, because sure, it's nice to roll the dice, but the results can be bad. So you're going to have to bone up on a lot of things, and we'll help you as we go on. I can't put it all in this one episode, but make sure that you know your limitations financially, mechanically, legally. Those are just three. We'll probably talk about some more later. It's hard to think, get everything out of my head at one time, but man, I'm going to try to do my best to help you make money and become a flipping genius, right? Anyway, let's take a little break, and I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about game plan and a final tip and wrap this one up and get ready for the next one. Thanks. Jeremy Fisher created a course called 3-Hour Car Flip and 3-Hour Car Flip Academy that I think is exceptional. Jeremy walks you through the steps of becoming a car flipper and how to be successful. He does it in a way that, frankly, I didn't think I could duplicate for the same price. So I recommend Jeremy's course on our podcast website, flippinggenius.com. Go to the resources page, click on more great stuff, and buy Jeremy's course for less than $50. Frankly, I'll be surprised if you don't make 10 times that much on your first flip. Go to flippinggenius.com, click on resources, click on more great stuff. Hey, it's Randy Lee, and we are back on Flippin' Genius talking about auctions. And just going to wrap this segment up with some good insights. We're going to talk about a game plan and some final tips before we close out. But I want to thank you for tuning in to the podcast. It's so important that that we have an audience, right? So please tell your friends about it. Please subscribe. Come back often. We're going to keep trying to pound out good content that can help you make money. And give you more information. If you've got questions, send them in. Right now, you can send them to Randy Lee Writer, W-R-I-T-E-R, at gmail.com until we get everything set up on the Flippin' Genius website. Flippinggenius.com is a website. You can go to it now, but it's frankly, at this moment in time, it'll take you to my personal car dealer website. So not that I'm trying to sell you cars. I'm happy to sell you the cars, but that's not the point right now. We're just getting this thing rolling. And as you can tell, I'm telling you, yeah, prepare, but get out there, get after it. So I do what I say. I practice what I preach. And we have this thing coming at you as I make it. It's raw, it's new, and it is, I hope it's going to make you money. And I know as we bring folks on to help me with it, some qualified people with great experience, I know they're going to help me make money too. So it's going to be good for all of us. So let's go back a step. We've talked about the types of auctions. We've talked about being prepared. So very important. We've talked about knowing your limitations. And now let's talk about a game plan. You know, it's game day. It's auction day. You're walking out there. You're going to do battle. In my case, maybe 400 other car dealers going shoulder to shoulder, 20 or 30 of them looking exactly at the same stuff that I want to get, and we're all trying to get a good deal. Now, there's a lot of things you can do, and I'll talk about this more, especially when we get to talking to some auction owners and auction managers, because there's some great stuff that I can fill you in there. We'll go into this later in a later episode. So this is not the end of auctions, because I love auctions. Auctions are the number one resource for me to buy cars, and that's why I started with it. We'll talk about other ways, but that's my baby. It's been great for me. I do really well at them, and I wanted to put it out there quickly. Maybe it's premature, I don't know, we got a lot more material to cover. But hey, if you're like me, you're going to be in knee deep quickly. So I wanted to give you as much material as I could. So game plan. The first thing you need to know is, what do you want to accomplish? What are you going out here to do? For me, I told you, I want to buy vehicles that I can sell between $1,500 and $4,000, preferably between $2,000 and $3,000, that I can make at least $1,000 from. That's what I want to do. So knowing that, it gives me a handle on what I want to accomplish. Now, I also know my financial limitations. So the chances are, I'm not going to buy any more than three or four cars at any given auction. Most of the time, it's only going to be one or two. I don't have the wherewithal to just load up. And that's just the truth. You may have much deeper pockets, much better resources. Whatever those resources are, know your limitations and know what you want to accomplish when you walk out there. When you walk onto that playing field, know what a win looks like to you. And be ready, because when it starts, when they start doing those auction calls, or I don't even know what they call them, but when that auctioneer starts talking his talk, you better be ready. I always suggest keep your hands in your pockets till you're ready to bid. Now, it's not that scary, really. They know who's bidding and who's not, but you can make a bid accidentally, waving to a friend or something. I've done that before. I've had to go in and say, no, I didn't want to buy that one. They'll even joke with me because they know what I buy. And if I'm waving to somebody while they're auctioning off a $35,000 truck, they know that that's not me. But I've been there for 11 years, so that's part of it. So when the auction starts, be ready. Have your homework in place. Have your mindset right. Have your game plan in place, and know what you want to do. The final tips, this is a good one, just keep in mind. You're going to make mistakes. You'll walk home thinking, I should have, I shouldn't have. Err on the side of caution. Don't let emotions get involved. You don't want to beat other people out. You don't beat anybody out. You only win when you win based on your input, based on your number. If your number says you pay $4,500 and no more for this product, or $450 and no more for that vehicle, that's the number that matters. If you bought it for $300 instead of $450, good for you. If you bought it for $3,000 instead of $4,500, good for you. If somebody wanted to buy the $4,500 one for $4,700, let them have it. There's more vehicles coming. Do not let emotions or ego get involved. That's not what this is about. You need to understand risk. It brings potential reward, but it also brings potential pitfalls. Be ready with your game plan. Know yourself, and you will do great. Auctions are awesome. We'll talk about them later some more. But for right now, get ready to become a flipping genius. It is going to be so much fun. We're going to make some more money together. Come back. We'll do another episode soon. And send in your questions if you have them. RandyLeeWriter@gmail.com. I'll be happy to address those as we move forward. And look for the Flippin' Genius book. It's going to be coming out soon. The Flippin' Genius workbook will be out soon. We'll be launching some more things, awesome stuff. I'm going to tell you about it in episodes coming up. Thanks so much for tuning in this time, and I'll see you next time. Hey, get out there and make some money. Be a flipping genius. I'm Randy Lee. Thanks.